dbkmediaservices.com.
Welcome to Experiencing Vinton County, the podcast about the places to go and the things to do throughout our county. Now, here are your hosts, Bruce Knox and Marketing Director Brandy Betts.
And welcome, everybody, to Experiencing Vinton County, episode number 39. And we've been here for now about 2 years doing this, and I'd like to call on my co-host, Brandy Betts, who is, in fact, the marketing director for Vinton County. Brandy, welcome to you.
Thank you, Bruce. How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you. It is a busy time, as we've mentioned before. The fall and into winter, anyway, seems like it's a busy time around here, busy everywhere, of course. And this Saturday, there's something taking place throughout the United States, actually, but it influences our activities here, and we want to talk about that. That is coming up on Saturday, November the 24th, and it's called Small Business Saturday. Brandy has some information about it, and Brandy, I'll turn it over to you so you can talk about Small Business Saturday.
All righty. Well, you know, we're coming up on one of the biggest shopping weekends of the year. We all are familiar with Black Friday, which is actually starting on Thanksgiving night this year. And a lot of us are familiar with Cyber Monday, that day that we can get all the deals online. But a lot of people still have not heard about Small Business Saturday. And this was an event created by American Express, by the credit card company, back in 2010 to help small businesses get more exposure during the holidays and to capitalize on everybody running around with their Christmas cash, buying gifts for everybody. Mm-hmm. This is our opportunity to squirrel away a few dollars from our Black Friday shopping and spend a relaxing day in our own community. And, you know, we talk specifically about Vinton County on this episode, but even if you don't live in Vinton County, take a look around your own community and think about some of the small businesses, the independently owned businesses that you rely on in your community. We have a lot of them here. We have a lot of little stores and little shops that are tucked away throughout the Vinton County community that offer all sorts of things, services and goods and things that might be appropriate for Christmas gifts. And those folks would love to have your business.
Okay. Well, let's talk first. Okay. We've talked about that Small Business Saturday. Let's talk about why it's important for us to support the small businesses, from an economic standpoint, for instance.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you ask that, Bruce. I have some statistics in front of me that were provided by an organization called the 350 Project. Okay. And they did a study a year ago, and they told us that for every $100 that are spent in a locally owned independent store, $68 of that money returns to the community through taxes and payroll and other expenditures. Mm-hmm. If you spend that money in a national chain, say a big box store, only $43 of that money stays here in the community. And if you spend your money online, absolutely nothing stays here at home. So, you know, just from that standpoint, the thought that so much more of your money can be saved here in our community, can be captured through taxes, and you know, if the local candle shop owner makes $10 off of you, that's $10 that they're probably going to spend at the local grocery store.
It's a multiplier effect that we learned about in economics 101, isn't it?
That's right. And you being a former banker, you're a lot smarter with money than I am. All I know is that it just seems like it's common sense to me, I guess.
Yeah, well, if the candlestick maker makes $10 and he or she is also on board for a Small Business Saturday, they go next door and they buy something from the soap maker or something like that. And, you know, but they, those people both had to employ people, usually local people. And so it, I think it just has this multiplier effect within this community. And imagine, you know, if a community really got behind this and spent all their money locally, what that would do for, and in essence, it comes back to you in your own community rather than leaving. I guess it's a, it's something years ago we used to talk about in business retention is, you know, supporting the local businesses. It has that multiplier effect. We get our jobs from local businesses, and we also basically get our revenues, if you will, for government and for everything else through the local businesses.
I thought it was interesting. Another statistic from the 350 Project is that if half of the employed population in the United States spent $50 every month in locally owned businesses, they could generate more than $42 billion in revenue for local communities.
Wow.
That's a lot of money.
Yes. Yeah. And you know, that's, if I think you said if half, and even think of what it would be if more of them did that as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, the sad thing is there are a lot of things that we just can't buy here in Vinton County.
Yeah,
you
don't have it. We have to say that. I mean, that is true. Yeah.
You don't have a choice sometimes. If you need a new pair of shoes, you're going to have to drive someplace else.
Yeah.
There are a lot of things that it's simply more economically feasible to buy online or to buy someplace else. But there are so many neat things that you can buy here in this community. And especially for Christmas gifts. You know, I've talked a lot on these podcasts about Scenic Way Gifts and Art Glass Studio. You know, this is a little shop right here in the community that sells mainly things that were made here in Vinton County and the surrounding area. So it's beautiful handmade jewelry and quilts and wall hangings, and they sell books by local authors. You know, all of these things would at the very least make great stocking stuffers. We have two shops over in Zaleski that specialize in candles and primitives, and you know, one of them has a lot of floral arrangements and things like that. If you're going to be sending somebody flowers for the holidays, there's no point in, you know, picking up the phone and calling 1-800-FLOWERS when you could go to Charlotte right here at Vinton County Floral and get anything that you could possibly need or want.
Okay. And that's coming up this Saturday. I guess this is really true throughout the year, isn't it? I mean, it's just something that we've chosen, or American Express has chosen, to promote for this particular Saturday.
Right. You know, this is something that American Express developed partly to raise awareness for small businesses and also to offer some benefits for their card members. They do offer some credits for, you know, spending with small businesses. But it's something that's near and dear to my heart. I love to see people go out and support small businesses in Vinton County every day of the week. And, you know, we have a lot of restaurants and places that offer services that sell gift certificates. So, you know, getting someone a gift certificate for a horseback ride at Uncle Buck's would be a great gift. You know, we have Ma Marini's right next door to my office. I'm sure they sell gift certificates too. So, you know, those things that you buy people anyway, you probably buy a lot of gift cards during the holidays. Well, if it's someone who lives here, maybe consider buying them that gift certificate to the main eatery or Flutes and Peppercorns or whatever your business of choice is here.
Yep. And back to, you know, job creation too. I was just looking at the website for the American Express that they've got up promoting this, and I see where small businesses created 65% of the net new jobs created in the 17-year period ending in 2009. And it's, you know, it's a widely accepted fact that small businesses are really that's really the part that supports the economy. Large businesses, yes, we all look for them and so forth, but small businesses tend to be a little bit more stable, and they in fact are what's growing in the United States right now. If we could, so it just makes sense to support them, and hopefully rally the community a little bit to this cause.
Absolutely. And, you know, support your neighbors. Mm-hmm. Go see them. Allow them to serve you because they want to. And you'll get some of the best customer service imaginable by going to some of these small stores because they tend to be run by the owners or their families and or by staff that they've hired who have received really good training because, you know, there are one or two people on staff for someone who really wants their business to succeed and understands the value of customer service.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you calling this to our attention. That is Small Business Saturday, which is coming up November 24th. That happens to be this Saturday as we record this on the 20th. But everyone knows that this is true throughout the year as well. We just don't happen to recognize it and promote it quite as much throughout the year. But kind of keep that in mind, buying locally, buying from small businesses throughout the year. So, Brandy, anything else?
Just wanted to mention, if they need some inspiration, they're not sure where to start, go to VintonCountyTravel.com and click on shopping, and you'll see links to some of the stores around the community.
Okay. We appreciate you being here today and helping us out promoting Small Business Saturday.
Thanks so much. It's always a lot of fun, Bruce.
All right. And for those of you listening, again, we ask that you consider subscribing to our podcast, Experiencing Vinton County, which is available on iTunes. We're also available if you just want to go and browse past episodes. You can do so at dbkmediaservices.com. And it's also on the website that Brandy talked about. So for Brandy Betts, this is Bruce Knox saying have a great day, everybody.
You have been listening to Experiencing Vinton County. Please be sure to subscribe to our podcast to discover more about Vinton County, your place for all seasons.